Today, airlines and ride-sharing outfits dump mask requirements. Hampden County Sheriff's Department officer is lucky to be alive. Bird flu becomes a larger problem for Massachusetts. You can volunteer to monitor bats. And Mark Auerbach is moving around our local theaters.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, welcome to Tuesday, April 19, 2022, and thank you for making Pioneer Valley Radio a part of your day. We've got a pretty good rinsing last night, and we're not completely done with the rain yet today. To wit, morning rain, mostly cloudy, high 53 degrees, winds northeast 10 to 15, chance of rain 50%. Now, tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36, the winds are west-northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 40%. The ultraviolet index at 5, the humidity 75%. A Hampden County Sheriff's Office correctional officer, lucky to be alive, following a three-car accident caused by an allegedly intoxicated man overnight in Milton. Now, around 12:30 a.m. on the 18th, the correctional officer was on his way to cover a security shift for an inmate in the department's custody who was receiving treatment at the Lemuel Shattuck Hospital in Jamaica Plain. As he drove through a green light in his marked cruiser at the intersection of Blue Hills Parkway and Brush Hill Road in Milton, a 25-year-old man, who was later charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, allegedly ran a red light in his BMW and struck the cruiser on the driver's side and hit an Acura sedan as well. Well, the airbags in the marked Ford Explorer cruiser deployed, as did the airbags in the other two vehicles. The officer was taken to a local hospital to be checked out, and although he was sore and shaken up, there didn't appear to be any immediate signs of serious injuries. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, which we know in the short nickname as bird flu, has been detected in wild birds in Massachusetts. HPAI appears to be prevalent in at least some species of the region's wild bird population. That means that all domestic poultry in Massachusetts could be at risk of exposure. Water birds, including shorebirds and waterfowl, especially dabbling ducks like mallards, are most likely to carry the HPAI virus. Keep wild water birds away from your flock. Flock owners and visitors may accidentally expose their flocks to HPAI through contaminated shoes, clothing, or equipment. Use good biosecurity to protect your flock and your facility against the virus. Sick or dead domestic birds, chickens, turkeys, game birds, domestic ducks, etc., should be reported to the Department of Agricultural Resources Division of Animal Health at 617-626-1795. Throughout Massachusetts, you may not think about this too often, but there are 9 species of bats, 5 of which are considered endangered. Currently, one of the greatest threats to bats is white nose syndrome, a fungal disease that has caused devastating mortality of bats that spend their winters hibernating in caves and mines. Bat houses, so to speak, provide clean homes for bats that are free of white nose syndrome. In 2020, Mass Wildlife launched a new effort to construct and install bat houses to raise awareness about the important role bats play in our environment and get more bat houses out on the landscape. Artificial roost sites like bat houses are tools for mitigation, conservation, and habitat enhancements for sensitive bat species. Properly constructed and strategically placed bat houses can be an important tool in assisting bat survival. Mass Wildlife is looking for volunteers to help monitor bat houses installed on wildlife management areas across the state. Could that be you? You don't need any special bat experience. And for more information on white nose syndrome and other threats to bats, you can see Mass Wildlife's webpage on bat mortality in Massachusetts. The courts have followed a federal judge in striking down the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's federal transportation mandate, which did require masks while flying and using other means of public transportation in the United States, including ride-sharing services like Uber. Your Uber driver may not be wearing a mask the next time you climb on board. Uber joined several airlines including Delta, American, Spirit, Southwest, and United, in publicly announcing they will no longer enforce masks. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach is with us today to survey the performance options in the region. And also, Mark will start us off with a review. Mark?
There's a production of Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers at Hartford Stage. Neil Simon, the playwright, screenwriter, and author, left a legacy of dozens of popular plays and musicals during his lifetime. He was such a hit producer that at one time he had 4 shows running simultaneously on Broadway. His works were unforgettable sitcoms from The Odd Couple on stage to The Goodbye Girl on screen. Then, with an autobiographical trilogy beginning with Brighton Beach Memoirs, he became more serious. Lost in Yonkers, his 1991 play, won the Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize for Best Play. Hartford Stage is reviving this classic, with Simon's former muse and ex-wife Marcia Mason co-directing the play with Rachel Alderman and starring as the stern grandmother who rules the roost in a small apartment populated by a bevy of Simon characters, some funny and some poignant. It's a challenge for Mason, who won 4 Oscar nominations playing perky Simon characters. It's also a tour de force opportunity, and she excels. As co-directors, Mason and Alderman succeed, giving Simon's characters an even opportunity to shine and to balance the humor with the emotion. Mason commands the stage, but the other characters shine as they portray 3 generations of the Kernitz family. Gabriel Amoroso and Hayden Bursey offer winning portrayals of the young boys growing up under the stern watch of grandma, and Andrea Siglowski charms as their awkward Aunt Bella, caught under the thumb of grandma and yearning for her own life. And Leba Weinberg is Bella's breathless sister. It's hilarious. Lauren Harpin's set design is terrific. Anne Lynn Dauber's costumes are perfect for the characters. Broken Cord sound design adds a lot to the overall production, which is well lit by Aya M. Jackson. If you're expecting a barrage of zany one-liners at Lost in Yonkers, you may be disappointed. But the warmth of the characters, the superlative writing, production, and performances will make you discover a Neil Simon with heart and soul. Lost in Yonkers runs at Hartford Stage through May 1st. For details, hartfordstage.org. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach. We also have this week's ArtsBeat report for you. The Bushnell's 2022-23 Broadway series has been announced. In addition to Hadestown and Mean Girls, 2 musicals postponed because of the pandemic, area audiences will get to see 3 current Broadway hits, Aladdin 6, and the acclaimed Broadway production of To Kill a Mockingbird. Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette musical that played its tryout in Cambridge, Tina, the Tina Turner musical, The Temptations, Ain't No Proud, and Tootsie, the Broadway musical version of the popular 80s film, are also on the season. For details, bushnell.org. Open admissions, Joshua Harmon's award-winning off-Broadway drama, closes Silverthorne Theater's current season, with performances April 22nd through 30th at the Hawks and Reed Performing Arts Center in Greenfield. Set in an exclusive private school, open admissions challenges thoughts about equity, diversity, and inclusion. Mark Dean directs, Steve Eldridge and Margaret Streeter co-star. For details, silverthorntheater.org. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra, on hiatus since 2020, returns to Symphony Hall with 2 concerts mandated by the National Labor Relations Board for its musicians. Former Springfield Symphony maestro Mark Russell Smith conducts both programs. The first, Of Heroes and Poets, on April 22nd, features music of Still, Dvorak, and Schumann with cellist Thomas Mesa. The second, on May 13th, is called Dances of Spring, and it includes music by Copland and Brahms, and a new work by Gabriella Lena Frank. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater returns to the UMass Fine Arts Center April 26th, with a program that features their signature dance, Alvin Ailey's Revelations. The program also includes a collection of current artistic director Robert Battle's work, including its season world premiere called 4-4, set to music by Wynton Marsalis. For details, fineartscenter.com. The Inheritance, Matthew Lopez's award-winning London and Broadway hit, comes to Boston Speakeasy Theater, April 22nd through June 11th. It was commissioned by Hartford Stage. This epic play, directed by Paul Danielle, co-stars Barrington Stage resident artist Mark H. Dold, who appeared in the Broadway productions. For details, speakeasystage.com. The Drake, a new performance venue on the second floor of the Amherst Bank Building on 44 North Pleasant Street in Amherst, celebrates its grand opening weekend with a myriad of concerts programmed by Laudable Productions, the people behind Bombettes and other arts venues. Performances include celebrated jazz violinist Regina Carter, April 28th, Titiana of Ethio Groove and Funk, Gili Yalo and Anchessa Orchestra, April 29th, singer-songwriter and Chronicle of Life Loudon Wainwright III, April 30th, and a co-bill with the Valley's own electropop duo Homebody and Rhode Island's Nova One, May 1st. For details, thedrakeamherst.org. And Seveners Concerts, a creation of the Schrade family, has announced its 54th season of summer concerts in Worthington. The season opens July 10th with members of the Schrade James family performing roots by Schubert, Mendelssohn, Chopin, and Liszt, along with world premieres by Anita Anderson Cooper and Clifton J. Noble. For details, seveners.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark Auerbach, and thank you, Western Mass, for listening in today. We hope you gleaned something from the show and you'll be with us again for our next program tomorrow.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.